places they could find him. Bow. I make calls and I dial in. He keep a shooter beside him.
Bow.
Yeah, he keep a shooter beside him.
I'm just doing what I'm taught.
I am.
Move like a boss. It's my city, you can't give me his mission to port. Log, egg, five, floss. I need that money endorsed.
Shooter,
toss.
Bow. Bow.
Trying to go to court. As soon as I step in it, I'm repping it. Head nods, no handshakes. I ain't trying to get affectionate.
Nah.
I be with that no gon' ride, most definite. I make a mistake, I'm correcting it. Bobby, perfectionist.
I'm more like a boss. I'm never taking a loss.
Nah.
I got that splash sauce. I'm in that horse, a Porsche, of course. I'm off the Hennessy. Please don't my energy. I pray I don't see an enemy. Usa, serenity. Counting this money forever. Infinity. 100 choppers with 100 legs. Centipede. Designer on me. Flash only. Kennedy. They know who I am. Identity. See, I. Pow. History.
I'm just doing what I'm taught.
I am.
Move like a boss. It's my city. You can't give me a mission to port. Log. Hey.
Good morning, Detroit. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
So Kay here for the cultural news and entertainment news. I have a little bit of things to tell you this week. You know, it's almost Christmas. I know it's a little bit sadder than usual, but there's still a lot of things that we can do. You know, Montreal is a city that is very resourceful when it comes to, you know, activities and anything cultural. So this weekend, there's a few things that you can do respecting all the guidelines that the government has put in place. That's pretty nice. So you can go visit Montreal's Winter Garden. So it's at Place des Arts until January 3rd.
Okay.
So, you know, it's pretty much winter. It's wintry. It's a festival-ish thing. It's beautiful. It's gardening. You can take pictures. So go ahead, visit the Montreal Winter's Garden at Place des Arts until January 3rd. You can also go, you know, Montreal has these nice little alleyways that you can go into, and it's very, like, there's something about it that makes you want to take a photo shoot in there, whatever. So you can go to Maison Pépin that I already mentioned a couple weeks ago. So it's 378 Rue Saint-Paul West. And, you know, it's a secret alleyway that is decorated in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
So you can go take pictures. You know, it's cute. It's pretty nice. So,
it's,
know,
cold. It's cold.
No, it is cold. But for the people that do not mind, you know, I mean, we live in Canada. It is at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's going to be cold. But if you're looking to get out the house and, you know, do something, take some fresh air, that could be a fun activity to do. Another thing that I thought I should mention, because I thought it was cool, there's a few restaurants and a few organization that are giving away free food these days for the holidays and things of that nature. So you can get next week free General Tso chicken from this Montreal spot. Listen, so on December 22nd, so Tuesday, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., it's at 399 Notre Dame West. You could get free Tso chicken. So you just go there. I guess you have to wait in line. Yeah, I mean, you have the whole afternoon. If you're not doing anything, just go and get yourself.
Like, you got the whole afternoon to be in the cold. What's the name of the restaurant, Kay? You're teasing us.
The restaurant's name is Jiao, J-I-A-O. And you could go. I'll post it on our social media. You have to go to their takeout counter for a free box of their delicious crispy fried chicken. They call it General Jiao, you know, to reference the name of the restaurant. And, you know, they said that there's been a few rough months on everyone, and especially with the news about the Christmas gathering, you know, people are really sad. So they wanted to help out any way that they could and bring out the holiday spirit. So pretty much they decided that for that one day, this whole afternoon, they're going to give out free General Tso chicken, which I think is a pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's a good marketing for them. And I mean, who doesn't like this?
The chicken better be good, though. Don't be giving me free bad chicken. The chicken better be good.
No, I'm pretty sure it's good. I've seen the pictures. I'll post it on our social media. But yeah, guys, there's a few things that we can still do around the city, and if anything, you know, do some activities with your friends over FaceTime or Zoom or any type of call that you could do. Call your family. I think that's important in these times that we, you know, we try and stay close to the people that we love. I have some entertainment news. There's congratulations are in order for Christina Milian. She announced actually recently that not only she is expecting her second child with Matt Pokora, so that would be her third child, but they are also reportedly celebrating being newlyweds. So according to a French magazine that's called Public, They actually got married on December 9th in Paris, and it was just pretty secret.
Okay.
And
okay.
Just a few days ahead of her announcing that she was pregnant, 10 months after welcoming their son Isaiah. So listen, people, I know people in France are ecstatic because when Matt Pokora started dating her, people were like, also, so that's you?
Yeah, Christina Milian, so, come on.
You know, so congratulations to them, the newlyweds. They're about to be parents again. So I think it's beautiful. Especially, we need a little bit of love and joy these times.
Where were you when you first watched Love Don't Cost a Thing? Do you remember where you were? That was a great movie. Where were you?
I was somewhere in Paris with my friend or my cousins, and I watched it, and it was a good movie. I remember that was.
Oh, man, I love Christina Milian. Yeah, should have invited Lil Wayne to the wedding.
But that was a beautiful that was a beautiful movie. Mm. So more news. Actually, a follow up on a story that I actually talked about a couple weeks ago. The rapper Mulatto says that now she's more aware and she's more mature, mm-hmm. and said that this new version of herself is probably going to make her change her stage name. Remember, she was considering. Yeah. It so mm-hmm. now she's actually I think she will be changing it. She's saying that she doesn't know which name she will be using, but you know, she understands that now her name is inappropriate and outdated, and that I guess she was young, you know, when she decided on that name, she was young, and now with the Black Lives Matter movement, police brutality, and a lot of things going on in the United States, she did say that she's looking into changing her name. So I think that's a good thing. I think that shows growth. I think that she's heard the fans. She was also mentioning that for an artist that is already where she's at, it's also a risk to change your name. But at the same time, I think she's going ahead with this.
She could just call herself Lady M or just put M dot. You know, just keep it small. You know, keep it funky. Keep it cute. You know what I mean?
You know, I mean, some other news from celebrities on The Game. It's been a while since I've talked about The Game. Like, I love The Game, too. So The Game says that Drake is the only living rapper that has more number one hip-hop album than him. So, you know, it was in an interview actually mentioning that he would be down to go on a versus battle against 50 Cent, which I would love to see The Ooh. Game. So if they make that happen, listen.
Are they in the same room? In your mind, when you visualize it, Kay, do you have them in the same room doing this versus?
They need to be in the same room. I need to see the energy. I need to see the energy, you know what I mean? But during that same interview, he also mentioned, like I said, that Drake is the only rapper who has more number one albums than him, you know? And, I mean, we know Drake. We know Drake's, I mean,
history. Wasn't he calling him the modern-day Michael Jackson?
Drake?
Yeah. I think Game was calling him that.
I don't know, but I know a lot of people have been comparing Drake to Hov in the past few years.
Don't do blasphemy a couple of days before God's Day.
The thing is, like, on the Billboard 200, The Game has notched 3 number one album with the documentary Doctor's Advocate and the Red Album. Mm. You know, and on Wikipedia, according to Wikipedia, he's tallied 8 number one albums on Billboard's U.S. hip-hop and R&B album charts, and he has the same amount of number ones on the Billboard rap album chart. Meanwhile, Drake has 9 on the Billboard U.S. hip-hop and R&B album chart. So, you know, Jay-Z is 11, Lil Wayne is 10. So I don't know how The Game measured it, but they're not that far, to be honest. And
let's be clear. Drake is coming out with Certified Lover Boy. I don't know if you have the dates in front of you, but that's gonna be something.
We're gonna talk about this when this comes out, because you know how we
I'm
feel
gonna
about
play
Drake.
Everything.
I
also like to mention too, next week, we're going to play the best cuts from Fabolous' soul tapes. If you're a real hip-hop head, you know a couple years ago, Fabolous used to drop every time around the holidays, the soul tapes. We're going to play the best of the soul tapes next Friday on the Morning Detour Christmas show. I had to plug that. I forgot that we're going to do that next week.
All right. So on some other news, guys, you know, we haven't talked about podcasts in a while because ever since, you know, Joe Budden decided mm-hmm. to leave Spotify, there hasn't been much news when it comes to the podcast world. Well, actually, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle signed a Spotify deal, you know, for podcasts. So they have signed a deal with the streaming service to produce and to host podcasts. So they have, they will receive, their charity will receive an undisclosed sum of the part from the partnership between their production company, Archewell Audio, and Spotify. So, you know, they did a trailer. In the trailer, they promised different perspectives, interviews with amazing people. They actually signed earlier this year a deal with Netflix to produce a range of programs and series. And their first podcast is actually due for release during the Christmas period and described as a holiday special. So, you know, one thing that I noticed about this couple is that they've decided to embrace the celebrity aspect of their royalty and be like, we're not going to do the royal thing, but we're going to do the celebrity thing. The couple is actually they're now living in California after announcing in January that they will be stepping back as senior royals. So I think, you know, when it comes to the British royal family, I've never seen anything of that nature. And I think that's good that they're using their influence in the world to try and do things. So we'll see what happens. We'll follow that because I think it's very
But also, Kay, I want to urge everybody too, if you guys haven't watched The Crown on Netflix, I think The Crown on Netflix is the best depiction of Queen Elizabeth and the royal life. You know me, I'm a big UK. I've been to Buckingham Palace. You can still see the blood on the walls from when they used to have capital punishment. But I think The Crown is the best show to show what it's like to be a royal, what it's like to be a part of that family. And they're breaking all the rules. This modern day couple, and she's beautiful. He's a great guy. So it's a, you know, I like it. They're updating the monarchy with the times that we live in, and that's dope. I like that.
Definitely. Actually, some more news. You know, Forbes, we like Forbes little reports, okay? And Forbes has announced the list of highest paid celebrities of 2020. Kylie Jenner has officially been named Forbes highest paid celebrity of 2020, earning a whopping $590 million this year. She's 23 years old, and you know, her brother-in-law and artist in fashion Kanye West is actually second after her by over $400 million. You know,
we gonna pause. Shout out to my homie. Yeah, we haven't talked about Kanye in a long time on this show.
The stretch between them is $400 million because Kanye took home $170 million, which is still unbelievable. And still, like, you know, it's so pretty much according to the report, she earned a majority of her $590 million by selling a 51% stake of her Kylie Cosmetics, a multinational beauty company. And Kanye West's money's coming from his Yeezy sneaker deal with Adidas. So you know that's very interesting. So when we look at the list, we have Kylie Jenner as $590 million as the top entertainer in 2020. Kanye West $170 million. But then when you go a little bit right after, you have Roger Federer $106 million.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo $105 million. Lionel Messi. So you see, it's pretty much just sports.
Do you have LeBron? Do you have LeBron somewhere up there?
LeBron James is in ninth position at $88 million USD. Whoa. Knowing that Tyler Perry is at $97 million USD in sixth position.
Okay. And Black excellence.
What I thought was very interesting is that in 10th place is Dwayne Johnson with $87.5 million USD. Yeah. So yeah, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson in 10th position. I always thought that Kevin Hart would be up there as well. You know,
where is he at?
I mean, there was a point, well, maybe not 2020. Kevin Hart is not in the top 10, but you know, I mean,
I didn't like his last special that he did from his house, but I did like that kind of vibe.
No, I didn't like it either. A lot of people were saying that, you know, Kevin Hart is not funny anymore and things of that nature. And he got very offended on social media. That was a very interesting
Thing
that happened. But, you know.
Comedy, what people understand, comedy is so hard. Like, your job is to make people laugh. It's like, it's so suggestive. Like, it's really, comedy is a really tough profession.
The last special was not funny. Not because Kevin Hart in himself is not funny. It was not funny because we've seen Kevin Hart. We understand how he does comedy. We understand how he moves. Kevin Hart is a comedian because he repeats. His strength is repetitions. However, we've heard his repetitions for years now. So it doesn't hit the same way. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. It's just that people get over things fast.
So basically, you don't want to hear about the kids no more. I get it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think it should do movies. I think he's been doing great with his movies. Yeah. He should do movies, but I don't know about stand-ups. Until at least, maybe let his kids grow up. Some people said let your kids
and then
grow
come and back.
Get some more stories and come back.
Okay.
So, no, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, shout out to Forrest for always putting out the list of the people that make the most money in the world to make us feel like other people, like, oh, wow, we really... There's really a gap in the world.
Make us
right
feel
now.
Like trash. The disparity, the wealth gap is so huge.
You know? Some other news. Cardi B, for the people that love Cardi B, mm-hmm. Cardi B is just launched a new series called Cardi Tries on Facebook Messenger. So it's a series featuring Michelle Rodriguez, Mickey Gitton, and it's available to view on Messenger and Instagram video chat in real time with family and friends. So Cardi Tries. It's pretty much, like I said, available on Facebook Messenger. And every Thursday, starting now through February 4th, Cardi will be featured in a new episode where she attempts to try something outside of her repertoire. ballet dancing, stunt car driving, firefighting, or teaching. She's joined each episode by actors, athletes, and experts in the field that she's, you know, trying out.
Okay.
And including Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and Furious series, Debbie Allen from Grey's Anatomy, basketball star Damian Lillard of the Portland Trail Blazers, and country music singer-songwriter Mickey Gitton. So it's just very interesting. I saw the trailer earlier today.
How's it looking?
I saw the trailer. I think it looks great. It looks like her marketing team and her PR team are doing an amazing job. That's what it looks like. It looks like people are going to be able to relate to her even more, because she was always somebody you could relate to because she was so much on Instagram and, you know, sharing perspectives and things of that nature. I think people would have fun watching Cardi go ballet dancing and watching Cardi drive a stunt car. I think that would be a fun thing to watch. So I will definitely be tuning in. We should probably talk about it on the show once we see a few episodes. Yeah. So,
I'm ratchet. So I would love for Cardi B to go back on Love and Hip Hop. I would love her to go back and love hip hop. Now that because she was on before the success, I'd like to see her wave now. Now that she's had success, have had kids, won the Grammy. What would be her vibe on love hip hop?
Can they afford? Can they afford Cardi on love hip hop? That's the thing now.
Mona Scott got the bag.
Can they afford? Yeah, she got the bag, but then she got Cardi bag. That's also the thing. Like, that's the difference from when Cardi started to win. But then again, they were able to afford Joe Budden. So we'll see. Some other news. I think this was important to mention it. This is something that Weezy actually sent to me. CBC's The Porter will be Canada's biggest Black-led TV series. Mm-hmm. So it's a series about porters and Black Canadian history set in Montreal, Little Burgundy. So shout out to Little Burgundy. And, you know, I think it's great that Montreal is on the map in movies. And so it's coming to CBC and BET Plus. So, you know, it's pretty much a series about Black porters and Montreal jazz hub Little Burgundy community. So it's set to become Canada's biggest Black-led television production.
Good
luck. An eight-part series that will be digging into Black Canadian history and that will start going into production in 2021 under the working title The Porter. So, you know, it's after the First World War in Little Burgundy, which was dubbed at the time the Harlem of the North.
Yeah.
And it follows two former soldiers who worked as railway porters, which was one of the few jobs available to Black men at the time. You know what I mean? So I think it would be very interesting to see all of that. The story of Black porters is the subject of Cecile Foster 2019 book, They Call Me George. Cecile Foster and historian Sage Mathieu are actually consultant on the porter. So I think I like when they hire consultant of a specific...
Yeah.
Historians, so you know that it's actually true to what happened, or at least close to what happened. So the series will also take place in Chicago and Detroit, and is scheduled to begin shooting in 2021. Like I said, will air on CBC and stream on CBC Gem in Canada and BET Plus in the United States. I think it's going to be beautiful because it's an entirely Black Canadian creative team that is making a porter. Shout out to Black Canadian creatives. And I think it's great that it's going to be showcased on BET as well in the U.S. And, you know, streaming platforms. Like,
bring some light to the city. We're going to be on BET, baby. Hey.
I think it's very interesting. Another thing that I wanted to mention, because I watched the trailer recently and I love me some Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spike Lee is actually launching a new movie new movie that's called American Skin. If you haven't watched the trailer, I'll see if we can post it on our social media, because this is a trailer to be watched. And American Skin is pretty much what's been happening in the United States, meaning police killing black people. But like, you know how Spike Lee likes to revolutionize Spike Lee.
Yeah, he flips it. He flips it. Up.
He flips the whole thing. And I think it's a movie that a lot of people will want to see. So we'll definitely post that on our social media.
Yeah.
And to finish with anything related to movies and series, I know that a few months ago, we had talked about a Whitney Houston biopic that was in production. They finally have found the star of that movie.
Who is it, Kay?
They are casting Naomi Ackie, which, according to the Hollywood Reporter, is a British actress that has been chosen to play the late singer Whitney Houston in the planned biopic. So they said that they spent the better part of last year in an exhaustive search for an actress who could embody Whitney. You know, they were looking to find that one person, and they said they were very impressed at every stage.
So she's going to sing her own songs then?
Yeah, of her ability to capture the stage presence.
Okay.
I think that was what's important, of a global icon while bringing humanity to her life. She's actually known, Haki's known for a role in Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens with that movie. This project has the cooperation of the Whitney Houston estate, who died in 2012 at the age of 48. And her sister-in-law, Pat Houston, is actually serving as a producer. And her music impresario, Clive Davis, who helped to guide her career, is also a part of
the production. It's going to sound right. It's going to be right. The Whitney biopic is going to be sell-off. I can't wait for that.
So I can't wait for that, because I think they have what it takes now to make a great movie. I just hope that the production really portray what we want to see. So that's all I had for the news today, guys. I'm not going to get into quarantine stories or anything, because I feel like we should keep those for the live, because you guys like the live.
Yeah, the live was good.
Come back to these. So, you know, this is what we'll be doing now. But yeah, so this was Soke on the Morning Detour, CKT 94.3 FM.
For those Montreals that are interested in helping Grind Off Shine Later further their cause in Nairobi, Kenya, they have a beautiful campaign of t-shirts. You can procure some of the t-shirts on the site, grindoffshinelater.com, or on their Facebook, Grind Off Shine Later. And the funds will go into helping street kids in Nairobi, Kenya. That's part of the Global Hope Rescue Rehabilitation Center. Shout out to Joe. And this money be used for tuition, food, school, supplies, sports equipment, transportation, and the procurement of new land. So that's Grind Now, Shine Later.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I was deep, and then she see the stars. She the stars in it. I got a freak. Yeah, I had to park. My city man, a boat boy on the opposite. Staring in the mirror, she a narcissist. I got hitters with me, they like popping. I got red bottoms with the ostrich. Getting toppy in the dawn, I'm on my boss. Told her, don't gossip, baby, get it top in the dawn. Yeah, I'm on my boss. Told that, don't gossip, yeah. When I was baby, getting neck in a double lock. Baby, getting neck in a double lock. Baby, getting neck in a double lock. I was baby, getting neck in a double lock. Yeah. She said she wanna rock star, yeah. She wanna be a pop star, yeah. Voted in a double R, yeah. 3-6 in a double R.
Do the dash in a lamp, got a bustin' on my seat. Get my pants out the mail, I won't use you with a crease. Call the case, I got my gun, still I got a high speed. You won't catch it, bro, if you standing by me. I done f*** majority of the models off of IG. And I need some Percocets, yes, just like caffeine. I done took a f***. Yeah, I ain't with the ID. She ain't f***ing when she met you, Tash, she can't come around me. Proud of shoes, cause she proud of me. A lot of blues, like I'm banging C. Blow my phone up, get ahead, I let it ring. Bugatti, daddy, Bugatti, the ready ring. Gotta go and change the check, that is my job. I be laughing to the bank, all blues, ha, ha. Get you head, get you bread. See, I don't do that in my car.
Baby, get a neck in a double lock. In a double R, baby, get a neck in a double R. I was there, baby, get a neck in a double R. Yeah, she said she wanna rock star. Yeah, she wanna be a pop star. Yeah, voted in a double R. Yeah, 3-6 in a double R.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser, Soke. Larina joining us now for the community updates. Larina, have you been enjoying this cold? Did you forget it used to get this cold in the winter?
No, I haven't forgot. Are you crazy? It's freezing out there.
Yeah, I feel like I forgot, but it's this one is hitting different. I don't know what it is. Too much time by the fireplace. So
no, I knew it. I was waiting. I knew it was gonna just like hit us just like that.
It's a boy. It's a horrible thing, man. Winners in this country. Let me tell you. So, Larina, you just concluded the Crown Project, the winter drive, the annual winter drive that you have over there at the Crown. How did that go for you guys?
That went really well. I was surprised because it is COVID. People are laid off from their jobs. People aren't making as much money as they used to. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going through a hard time. So I didn't really know how it was going to end up. I didn't really have a goal of how many bags I wanted to fill.
Right.
But with everybody's like money donations, people dropping stuff off to me personally, and everybody that donated, I was able to fill up 35 bags, which I'm really happy about.
Good.
And so... I went ahead on Wednesday and I got to drop off some bags at LaSalle Junior Elementary, Elizabeth Valentine, and then also LaSalle Community Services. So the bags were divided up and went to those three places.
Well, that's a good look. Well, you know what? Thank you, Montreal, for participating, for donating, even though these are hard times. Because you know, Larina, they said, you know, the government sent out a letter for CERB. They're saying this is just an informational letter. Well, we all know what that is. That's our, that's that first notice letter. That's what that is.
That's what it is. So now, like, even if you go to apply now, you got to put in all your information. They want everything to track you. So you got to be really careful with that now. But I am very thankful that everybody came together and helped make this winter drive successful.
Well, listen, man. I'm so proud of you. We've been doing this winter drive for a good number of years. Now, soon we'll be at our 10-year anniversary, and it's going to hit us like, oh, my God, we've been doing this for 10 years. But it's all about serving the people and reaching out. I also want to let people know that myself, Larina, and Fareed, and everybody from Point Goddess will be delivering food to the homeless on Christmas as well. You know, just trying to give back, man, especially when it's this cold. I'm going to be out there with, like, five gloves, Larina.
That's me. I'm going to be bundled up.
Okay,
crazy.
So Lolo, we are a few days away from Christmas. What do we have going on in the community? We have a lot of restrictions that I mentioned at the top of the show, everything everybody needed to know. So what is left for us to do besides be on live? Talk to me.
There's some stuff to do.
Right.
Like you said, it's almost Christmas. Lagos shutting things down on the 25th, so the malls are going to be crazy. Numbers are going up, so... My suggestion for everybody is to buy local, buy from small businesses, buy from Black businesses. So one way you could do that is on December 20th, MTL Market is having their final business holiday market. The pop-up shop has been happening for the past 2 weekends. It's been really successful. So you can stop by 1236 Rue Mackay, and you go upstairs, and they have all the vendors that are there. You could also go to their IG page, which is MTL_market, and they actually have like a guide, a gift guide. So if you don't make it to the pop-up shop, you can go and see the different vendors, and you can reach out to them and make your orders as well.
That's what I needed, Larina.
No, it's really good because these malls, it's crazy. I went to the mall the other day. I had almost an anxiety attack with all the kids running around with no masks. In LaSalle, they were touching stuff, crawling on the floor, like... Wasn't for me.
Larina, so, I mentioned in the opening block about Santa's on the screen now. Can I get your thoughts and reactions to that now? The impressions on these little kids now. Imagine you're a little kid, it's your first time seeing Santa. And, you know, we all went through it where we go to the mall, we see Santa, we sit on his lap, we tell him what we want. It's a different experience for kids this year. He's on the screen. So I guess the excuse is Santa couldn't make it in person. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, it depends on the parent. How does the parent want to play it? So they could be like, you know, Santa's such a mystical person that, you know, you don't really always get to see him in person. So it's really the story that the parents create for the child. So I don't know. My nephew wanted a PS5. I tried to tell him Santa had COVID. He might not make it. He wasn't hearing it. So
were you able to get the PS5? Were you able to get the PlayStation 5?
No.
And I want to let Montreal's know, let's be careful with the PS5, because a lot of people out there right now are selling fraudulent PS5s.
Yes.
Be careful on who you meet up and how you transfer your money. See the product first before you give them your money. Okay, so Lorena, MTL Market, that's great, because I'm not available over the weekend, so I'll be able to go on their IG and see some of the articles, and then I could purchase and connect with the vendor itself. Beautiful, okay, because packages are coming in, so let's buy local, Montreal.
No, exactly. It's Canada Post. Everything is backed up. It's crazy. So there's also Ketia Antoine of Boutique It's Beth Urban.
Mm-hmm.
She just launched Afro Swag TV. So it's where her and her team will be showcasing products and brands that are within the store. So they have a whole bunch of local merchants, black merchants. So you can go to boutiqueexpressurban.com/afroswag-tv, and you can go and check out their first episode. And then they also have a gift guide of lists of merchants that you can contact and purchase from, and you could go down to their store as well and make a purchase. So that's another way. It's not busy over there as congested as the mall, so you'll feel safe. You'll get to have an experience and also find some other local merchants that are, you know, doing their thing in Montreal, and it's a great idea for gifts as well.
No, Katie Antoine's a great person. I call her the Montreal Oprah, because she has her hand in so many different things. She's such a great asset to our city. You know what, Lorena? I think we should get her on for our Christmas episode, because, you know, as I said at the top of the show, next week will be the first time the Morning Detour falls on Christmas. So as you're opening your presents with your kids, as you're sitting that hot cocoa, or if you're West Indian, you have the punch of creme or the sorrel. And eating your fresh, I did ask my mom to make us some fish cakes, Lorena, so I got you. I know she's listening. But I think it'll be great for us to have Katie Antoine on next week. Since Boxing Day is canceled, I think
it'll be... definitely. She's doing a lot, so I think that is a great idea. But speaking of Caribbean people, the next event I have is from the Jamaica Association of Montreal.
They are holding
My Caribbean Christmas. So this is a virtual Christmas event that's happening on December 23rd at 7 p.m. on Zoom. So basically, it's a get-together because, you know, we can't get together. Christmas is canceled. So this is a great way for people to get together and talk about holiday traditions and just have a good time and, you know, talk about Christmas and get together. So they're having that December 23rd, 7 p.m. on Zoom, the Jamaica Association of Montreal. You could go register. Of course, this is free on Eventbrite, and I'm going to make a post about that as well if you're interested, so you know where to go.
I just want to shout out my godfather, Plumber Joe. I know you're listening. Plumber Joe has played Santa Claus for the Jamaican Association for a numerous amount of years. He's also done it in York as well. So, Godfather, I don't know if you're going to be on Zoom like all the other Santas. But, Lorena, I do want to, maybe I shouldn't say it on the show, but I do want to get the full Santa get up for our show next Friday. I want to wear the hat. I want to have the full Santa suit for the show. Don't give me that face. I want to get full in the spirit.
Why? I don't understand. You are so anti-Christmas. And now you want a full-fledged Santa suit.
Yeah. I told you guys this year, I'm going to get into it this year, just for this year, and try and see if I can get that Christmas spirit, because I'm tired of you guys calling me the Grinch and the Black Scrooge. I am not cheap. I'm just prudent with my money. So there you go. So that's great. Jamaica Association is still doing things, so that's great. So what else do we have going on?
We also have on Monday, December 21st, you could join the Mental Health in Montreal's Black Communities
mm-hmm.
for their mental health check-in and COVID conversation. So this is another virtual event to bring people together. So all they say is to bring your snacks, bring your drinks, and then they're just going to come together and talk about issues that matter within the Black community. So this is another event, especially if you're alone during the holidays, mm-hmm. if you've been going through some stuff with your mental health, depression, loneliness and stuff, it's a great get together. They'll talk about real issues that are happening and also have a good time. So it's like a pre-holiday celebration that they're having as well, but really getting into some important issues.
But let me tell you this, I'm going to suffer from mental health depression if Lorena and her family do not secure me a piece of that sweet potato pie that your family is so famous for. If I don't get a piece this year, I might suffer from a depression. I might not be able to do the show next week.
Are you done? Because first of all, Montreal, Ian is invited every year, but Ian decides not to show up. So everybody could go to @WMoonChaser and let Weezy know that he is invited every year. But if Weezy doesn't decide to show up, I'm going to eat the rest of the...
No, I'm making my tour, my containers. I will be showing up. I'm not even going to call ahead. Because last year I was expecting a call in Montreal. I didn't get a call. But this year I'm just going to show up. I've bought 50 containers at Walmart. I have a list, and I'm going to be doing a tour like I'm an Amazon delivery guy. I'll be doing my tour. Picking up my food. But I got fish cakes for you, though, Lorena, so I'll be dropping that off.
And okay, so then we'll do the trade-off. So when you drop off a fish cake, we will have...
I'm also trying to get my mom, shout out to my mom, Brenda Thomas. I'm trying to get my mom to make you some oxtail because I know you really love my mom's oxtail. So I'm trying to surprise you with that as well. Boy, holiday season.
It's not a surprise. You and gifts. You're not supposed, if it's a surprise, you're not supposed to tell somebody.
Well, I'm bad at this, Lorena. I'm new at this Christmas thing.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, let's move on. So 2021 is coming up. It's a great time to get ready for the following year. So we have a financial security advisor and mutual funds representative by the name of Lynn Stoke. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. She is having a financial goal setting for women. So this is happening tonight at 7 p.m. You can register for free on Eventbrite. So if you're looking just to get, you know, your finances in order, you have some financial goals for 2021, this is a great event to attend. And then on the next day, on Saturday, she will be having an event called Investing Basics for Women. So that is $20. But she's going to go over like basic investing information and jargon and stuff so that you feel more comfortable if you are looking to invest next year. This is another great space to go to and get all your questions in. And then she will also have networking opportunities with the attendees. So this is a great opportunity for women to network with like-minded people that are trying to get into investments for 2021.
Okay, well, that's dope, man. Listen, you got to get your money right. You know, you see how things could happen. A pandemic could just come out of nowhere. Make sure your finances are right. Cool. And a lot of people are investing right now. Air Canada is a good stock to invest in, too, because eventually, you know, as the vaccinations go out, people are going to be traveling soon. So now Air Canada has never been this low before. And typically it's like $50-something per share. I think right now it's about $20-something. Don't hold me to that, Montreal. Really, so I think now's a good time. Also, cryptocurrency, at some point, that's going to become a big thing by the end of 2021. So those are two things a lot of my investor friends have been telling me about.
So I have just two things to mention before I end this update. So, of course, Twitch is still happening. Please support your local DJs. Tip your local DJs when they're playing as well. So we have DJ Blaster, Star Q, Quiet Sane, J.E. Buns. There are a slew of DJs on Twitch that will be playing throughout the holidays.
DJ Maddie, too. DJ Maddie's on Twitch.
Oh, DJ Maddie, sorry. Don't forget about DJ Maddie. They're all there. You could go on their social media pages and get the times that they will be on. They're doing a lot of different events. Like Star Q was on Tuesday, and he did Bears versus Sanchez, which was really dope. Woo! So don't forget to support them, tip them as well. All their information is there on their Twitch page. And the last thing I have to just mention is that a friend to the show, Justin Allerman, he has been nominated with Five Blacks, the People's Choice Awards author of 2020. So just go ahead and support him and vote. I'm going to have the link in my bio. The link will be in his bio on Instagram. So you could vote once per day. There's only two nominees, so you just gotta be the other person.
Why you gotta say it like that? What a sales pitch. But you know what? We'll put the link up there on the Detour 514 on the Facebook, on our IG, because, you know, we have to support Black business, Black authors. We gotta keep getting this conversation going. And he is a friend of the show, great guy. Love all the things he's done to help the youth in terms of basketball and conditioning, as well as the NBA professional players as well. Justin Allerman's a great guy. Just give the people the name of his book one more time, Lorena.
Okay, Before My Glory.
Before My Glory is available on Amazon, Indigo. It's there.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. If you go to my Instagram page at Lorena PR, LoreenaPR, the link is in the bio for both Canada and the U.S. It is a great read full of emotional ups and downs, and he has a great story. So definitely check it out, but please vote for him on ByBlacks.com.
All right. Thank you for that, Lorena. Oh, happy holidays to you. Well, I will see you in a few days anyway. This has
been... If you show up, so we'll reconvene. I'll let you guys know Weezy actually showed up.
Oh boy, the morning detour. Keep it locked. We still got the Chris Joe interview coming up. Grind on, shine later. This is the morning detour.
She back at me.
The morning detour on CKUT
90.3.
Sometimes you need a friend, not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend a hand and want to see you win. When you come up on that lick, make sure you cut them in. And then, sometimes you need a foe, want to keep your eyes open, keep you on your toes. You know the ones that want to keep you where you've been before. But I can't go, no, I can't go. And whoa, sometimes I need a check, not the sneakers, but the ones that make you watch your step. Fuck your name, how about your respect? Give them more than what I get, expecting nothing back. In fact, you know, I sat down with my accountant. He said, I got good news and I got bad news.
Okay.
I said, what's the good news? He said, the good news is you made a lot. Okay. I said, what's the bad news? The bad news is you spent more. Okay, look. Sometimes you need the faith. Sometimes you need to know your worth. Sometimes you need to wait. Shoot like the golden boy, but ain't from the bay. You can't negotiate with Drake. You gon' have to pay. But wait. Jugging on the main stage. Fucking up the mainframe. Loosen up your face, baby. Sometimes I need a vacay. Meditate, hydrate. Protect my energy before engagement.
Grew up having nothing, you're labeled impatient. But once the boss made it, you're labeled amazing. Meticulous with words, such a force of nature.
Boss.
I don't wanna seem absurd, but that boy's a gangster. Focusing on me, way from Tel Aviv. Barbados with the hustle pockets, LIDs. Distinctive destinations, all I wanna see. Oceanfront residences, three different ones a week. Cause I deserve that, it's time to learn that. Mess around and put that thing up where your permit. Six figures every year, yeah, I earn that. At the front of this line is where my turn at.
Sometimes you need a friend, not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend a hand and want to see you win.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 Montreal, my city. Weezy Moon Chaser in the building. Now, let me tell y'all, for the last 2 years, I've tried to get this guy on the show. If I'm going to say he's a Montreal celebrity, I'm not giving him his just due. He's one of the few guys to come from Montreal playing basketball. He made it to Syracuse. He went to the NBA. Right now, he's playing overseas. He's done the trifecta. He's lived it all. We have Montreal hoops legend Chris Joseph with us this Friday. How you doing, sir?
My God, man, I appreciate that. I really do. I'm doing good. I'm out here in Spain. It's 2:10 p.m. Just got out of practice, you know what I mean? But I'm good. I'm living. I'm healthy. Can't complain, man. Can't complain.
I'm jealous. You ain't missing none out here. Out here feels like it's -6, feeling like it's -32. I think a lot of us Montrealers, we forgot how winters were because we've been inside since March. So it's been crazy. It's been crazy. Now, I feel like I haven't seen you since Syracuse. We had a wild night in Syracuse together. You're one of the dopest guys, one of the humblest guys to actually make it from Montreal playing basketball. So before we go into the Grind Now, Shine Later and the Global Hope Rescue Rehabilitation Center, I just want to say, yo, man, kudos to you, man. You really did it, man. I just want to say, man,
I appreciate that.
Get a chance to give you your flowers, man. Like, woo! And
I appreciate that.
And you're still humble.
You know that
on
a personal level, you know? You know that on a personal level. You know, we came up together, so you know that on a personal level. You know what it took for me to get to where I eventually got to ultimately. So I appreciate that, for real. You know, I feel like a lot of people maybe forget. You know, the real ones, I feel like, don't.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of times where I feel like, and to be honest with you, I could care less, because I know what it is. I know the people who know are the ones I need validation from. You feel me? But, you know, I think that in the city of Montreal, it's like, you know, my name doesn't, it nowadays, you know, it should be brought up a lot more. That's just me still being humble, but saying, you know what, I need my facts.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, that's fact. And, you know, and you did it with style too. So let's not even play like that. Like, you was a star too. So let's not play that. You do it with style. But playing ball in the States, at one point you came back to Montreal and you came back with a saying called Grind Now, Shine Later. You know, a lot of people don't know that's a saying that you brought back from the States.
Yeah.
Originally, what did you hope Grind Now, Shine Later was to mean?
Personally, so the story goes, I went to visit my brother, my older brother, Maurice, you know what I'm saying, at Michigan State, because he played ball at Michigan State. So, you know, I'm 14, maybe 15 years old. I'm staying in the dorms where he's staying at.
Yeah.
I'm in it. You feel me? I'm waking up at 6 at 6 to go to their weight room sessions with the team. I'm not lifting, but I'm just there and I'm seeing everything.
Right.
And I know that this is what I have dreams and aspirations of becoming, a Division I, receiving an athletic scholarship to play ball. You know, something that my mom don't have to pay for. My abilities are going to pay for my, you know, scholastics for 4 years. You know what I mean? And that's huge. So I'm on campus. I'm seeing them go from 6 a.m. to 7:30 in the weight room, then 8 to 9:30, 10 a.m. on the court. And I'm thinking, man, these boys out here really getting it, right? Yeah, they're grinding for real. You know what I mean? And my brother's roommate just had said it once, not to me or anything. He just was saying, he was like, man, grind now, shine later. You know what I mean? Woo. And that right there, it resonated. Because mind you, it's 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not too many people. It's 6 a.m. You got to wake up at 5 to get ready to be there for 6. So I brought that back to Montreal in the sense where it's like, you know what? I understand what it is now. I understand what it takes, and I understand the work that I have to put in order for me to reap the fruits of my, you know, my labor. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I brought it back, and, you know, we to a couple guys who we grew up with playing ball, and I'm like, yo, I came up with this, grind now, shine later. Back then it was MSN Messenger, so I had it in my, you know what I mean? I had it in my joint, you know what I mean? My little screen name and all that.
Right.
So it just caught on. It was like, grind now, shine later. And if you really take it for what it is, grind now, shine later, you'll reap fruits of your labor. So, and that's what it first became, was like, okay, I'm doing this. We all have hoop dreams, right? So listen, fellas, if you want to get it, you know, you can't cheat the grind, for real.
Yeah.
You know, I say, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself.
Hey,
you
feel me? That's the next one. Because... that's the next rollout. That's next year's rollout.
You feel me? So that's how I was coming when I first got back from the States, and I think that it stuck. You know, did I think that it would become what it is today? I didn't, but we took it there. You know what I'm saying? 10 guys who we grew up with playing ball, and understand the value of grinding, not only in the on the basketball court, but in whatever field that you're in, from sports to the working man, anything. You got to grind you got to work for what you deserve, for real.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You get out what you put in, baby. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
Now, you ain't tell no lie. Now, I'm also in the group, and I like to say this. I've seen a lot of collectives try to for those that don't know, every month, every member of Grind Now, Shine Later, they put in a certain amount of money, and that goes into a pool of money that they use to help kids across the world through youth and sports organizations. Now, I've been a part of a lot of collectives, Chris, and I must say, this is a good one. Everybody for 2 years has put their money, and Grind Now, Shine Later has donated close to $10,000 to the Global Hope Rescue Rehabilitation Center out there in Nairobi, Kenya. Shout out to the director, Joe. About 60,000 street boys in Nairobi. So you guys are doing great work across the world here. But Grind Now, Shine Later is a company with a social conscience. So it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, listen, 10 guys. We've been doing it for 2 years.
Yeah, no question.
So last time Joe was on here, he was talking about the fact that the last 2 years, Grind Now, Shine Later Montreal has teamed up with Global Hope to create the Global Hope Grind Now, Shine Later Sports Academy, using football and basketball as a teaching tool. So I want you to speak about that a little bit. What made you guys go to Global Hope, and how has that experience been fruitful for Grind Now, Shine Later and Global Hope Rescue Rehabilitation Center?
Well, you know, I feel like through sports, you create such great, you know, friendships. Mm-hmm. Take it for what we are, right? I know the same group of guys who I call my brothers. Mm-hmm. It all started through the sport of basketball.
Right.
And I think through sports, it can teach you a lot of things. You know, it teaches you accountability. Mm-hmm. It teaches you trust, because you got to trust one another out there, right?
Yeah.
And when you go out on the field and you're playing a soccer, you're playing ball, football, whatever the case may be, you got to be on the court or the field. You got to trust one another. You got to trust one another out there. You get between them lines and it's a battle.
Yeah.
You know, guys are sacrifice.
Yeah.
You learn about sacrifice, and you learn about, you know, just how to work together as a collective to come to one common goal. Mm. You know, through sports, I think that it was huge that we were able to do this and create this rehabilitation center, because coming from Montreal and any inner city, you know what the streets can lead you to.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
As it's been said over the course of decades, is that, you know, living in the streets or living a street life, quote unquote, is only going to end up leaving one or two places.
Yeah, jail or the grave. I mean?
Exactly. So to bring, you know, so many kids together through sports is amazing, and for them to be able to learn. And we have a guy, and I want to give this, I take this actually this time to give a big shout out to a man named Vlad that grew up where we grew up at,
yeah.
who, in a sense, gave us the same opportunities that we're trying to grant these kids out there in Nairobi, Kenya, in Africa. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he opened up Bedford Elementary School for 4 hours. From 6 to 8 was the young boys, and from 8 to 10, if I'm not mistaken, or 7 to 9,
yeah, it was a big older boy. Cats. Big runs those right? times. Good runs.
Yeah, big runs. You know, small court. Imagine elementary gym. We're playing 3-on-3, but what were we doing? We were playing sports instead of being out there on the streets causing mischief, right? Which was easy, really easy to get into them times. So, again, I want to take this moment of time to just give Vlad his flowers because, you know, every day when I pray, I thank God for Vlad. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a lot of different things that I could have been doing on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays instead of, you know, hooping. He gave us an opportunity to go do that, have fun, be kids instead of being out there on them streets. You know, and there was also Lavois, the rec center on the weekend. So we were granted a lot of opportunities to play ball. You know, just bring you down memory lane.
Yeah.
Real quick, just to show you all these things, right?
No. I was just going to say, like, yo, it's so true. I tell people all the time, if it wasn't for us playing AAU ball at Sun Youth, you know, a lot of us might have, you know, sad to say, a lot of us might have been dead or get caught up in the street life. And that's why it's dope that all of us came back together and created this collective called Grind Now, Shine Later. Exactly. And we're able to show kids, like, hey, through sports, you could learn about discipline, you could learn about teamwork, and you can learn about trying to have a winning attitude about stuff. But the most important part, you learn the fact that if you work hard, great things will be achieved for yourself. Beautiful things. So now, I think it was about a couple weeks ago, Grind Now, Shine Later, you guys had the t-shirts, Nairobi, Kenya. So you guys raised a lot of money for that. So in total, up to now, over the last 2 years, Grind Now, Shine Later, the company has donated close to $10,000 to the Global Hope Rescue Rehabilitation Center in Nairobi, Kenya. The money has been used for tuition, food, school supplies, sports equipment, transportation, and new land. So we're really excited about that. We just procured some new land to expand the center. So we can, you know, get more kids. There are about 60,000 kids in the streets in Nairobi.
Yeah. We need more kids in there for sure. I honestly, my plan and my hope is that, you know, once things settle down a bit, I want to go out there and be hands-on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'll be a dream come true for me to go out there to the motherland and just be there with the kids. And you know, sometimes you got to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I'm able to go out there, if we're all able to go out there.
You know I'm there with you. You know me in Africa. I'll shut it down. Yo, just give me the mic and the stage. I'm going to shut Kenya down, baby. I'm going to shut Nairobi down as well. But, Chris, before I let you go here, it's not often we have a basketball celebrity on the show that has done the journey, that's come from playing inner-city basketball, went to a D1 college, went to the NBA. Chris, for the kids listening to the show, do you have any advice to impart in terms of them? You know, a lot of kids, you know, we came up in the hood. A lot of kids have dreams of playing in the NBA one day. And I, you know, watching you play, a lot of people don't know. You and I, in 2011, we went out to St. Thomas More Prep School to a basketball camp. And that's when I saw the switch in you. That's when I saw, oh, my God, he's levels ahead of kids. A lot of people don't know we was out there. Paul Pierce's nephew was my dorm neighbor. We played with a lot of celebrities, family members, and stuff like that. But that's when I saw the switch. 2011, right before September 11, right before Antax. That summer, we were in Connecticut basketball camp on St. Thomas More Prep School campus. Yeah,
exactly.
2001. And that's when I saw the switch. I'm like, okay, he has it. A lot of guys, you know, we grew up, a lot of guys were nice, but you had that extra special sauce. You know, you added the and one to your own personal raw game, and then the structure of Sun Youth made your thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys seeing you make it, seeing Joel Anthony make it, and now seeing Chris Boucher make it, a lot of kids are not seeing, hey, listen, we can really do this coming from Montreal. So can you impart any advice to kids that's trying to obviously get the same journey you did, right?
Yeah. I pray for these kids to do even more. But, you know, I feel like I laid down the blueprint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the kids coming up. And the advice I could give is, first and foremost, you know, don't do it for anybody else but yourself. You know what I mean? And if I could give any type of words of encouragement, it's, listen, I wasn't the best of the crop when I first started playing.
Yeah.
You know, I had to go through the growing pains of, like, not being the best or getting picked last or whatever the case may be, because I wasn't the best. And that's just natural. But you got to work hard. You got to know what you're doing it for. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you got to be willing to put in the work that others aren't willing to put in if you want to get ahead of them. You know what I mean? And that's the best advice I could give, because nothing's going to be handed to you. You feel me? Nothing was handed to me. And I don't want people to think, I don't want none of these kids to think that. Even if you may be good, I want you to know that nothing's going to be handed. You might be good in Montreal, but you cross them waters and it's a whole different ball game. You might be reset and you might be at the bottom of the totem pole. So the one thing that you can never cheat is the grind. You know what I mean? You can't. Like I say, man, you don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. You got to work. And you gotta be willing to do what others aren't to be successful, man. Real talk.
Oh, listen, man. Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with basketball legend Chris Joseph, one of the founding members of Grind Now Shine Later, a company with a social conscience. They've donated up to $10,000 to the Global Hope Rescue Rehabilitation Center out there in Nairobi, Kenya. About 60,000 street boards are in the streets. So for over the last 2 years, Grind On Shine Later has teamed up with Global Hope to create the Global Hope Grind On Shine Later Sports Academy. Chris Joe, I can't wait for us to go down to Nairobi, Kenya, see the Sports Academy. You know what
Hell
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to do it like Rucker, but in Nairobi, Kenya, where we'll have the courts. I'll be, and for me, it'll be so humbling because, you know, you and I, we've been afforded so many great things just playing for Sunyud, and so many people donated.
Yes,
people
sir.
Did for us what we're doing for kids.
Exactly.
So we're just paying it forward. It only felt right being a part of Grind Now Shine Later because we benefited from being a part of an organization that God received donations. So, yo, I just want to tip my hat to you, us over here at the Morning Detour, Grind Now Shine Later. Any way we could help, or all we, you know, our doors are open. You guys are friends of the show. People can find you guys on Instagram and on Facebook. It's the Grind Now Shine Later. On Instagram is the Grind Now Shine Later official. So, Chris Joe, listen, we jealous.
I
see the sun shining in Spain, baby. I salute. Yep. Happy holidays to you and the family. I hope all is well, all is blessed, even in the midst of the COVID-19. I hope you're staying safe.
Sir.
And
yes,
good luck this season, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. Stay safe out there. Be safe, man. For real, everybody.
When it's me, you know. God, I'm pissed off, wondering why I'm never picking up my phone.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
No, this ain't the type of shit I'll be on, my own. But I'm caught up in your love. Baby, you look like a drug, yeah. But I'm caught up in your love. Baby, you look like a never been a homebody, but I stay at home for your body. Waking up to sex and making breakfast, posting on the granny's, bitches jealous. Where would I be if I lived it with you? No, this ain't the type of shit I'll be on, But I'm caught up in your love, baby, you look like a drug, But I'm caught up in your love. Baby, you look like a drug, yeah.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Stokers. For us to go toe-to-toe, blow for blow in a war zone with only stones to throw. Vilified by all sides, vilified for small crimes, forced to go blow for blow in a war zone with only stones to throw.
Goliath.
We're gonna blink. We're gonna blink. We're gonna blink. We're gonna blink. The game hasn't changed, same old monopoly, same couple players on all of the property. I ain't a prop, don't get no props to me, my people still don't eat properly. Think we forgot, we was just
this poverty. Think we'll be bought again. Think that they brought them democracy. I think they brought back them poppies. These my people locked up and chopping. That's hypocrisy. We wasn't thought of. We wasn't brought up and taught. We was set up. That's why we get caught up. Y'all discarded us. Put them bars up. Of course we got bars up. We hard cause we hard up. They got them startups and Starbucks. We got a couple of stars so they turn them to starters. They starve us. Can't even drink water. Up north with that Flint water. All in the sink cause they sink for all the kids on the brink. Y'all went to Harvard and Stanford. Think harder for answers, man. Think. We're far below standards. Don't tell me anger won't help us. You told me the cancer would shrink. We need to shrink. We just see boys making bands and sink. Open your eyes, my fam. We all could be gone in a blink. Game hasn't changed, same game of life we play. Maybe I'm only one roll of the dice away from a rose with some ice and some gold on a license plate. We roll our whole life away. I think they gamed us, made us be gamers. They game with the system, they made it to play us. Gave us controllers, but gave no control up. The game wasn't made, so we make it, it's made up. It's war that they're waiting, just look at these wages they pay us. It's pennies, it pays us, they paint us in corners on corners. What can we do, man, we're cornered. I'm lucky I'm stuck in this booth, stuck here all cooped up. People get stuck up for loot, stuck up in bougie. What stuck us in juvie, they could've stuck up for the youth. Stuck up for justice and truth. Now we can either get loud or just shut up and shoot. Give us a shot. Don't shut us out from the group. You can shut down the nuke. Don't push our buttons and suddenly...
The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.